So Novak Djokovic's 2015 dominance continues as he goes on to beat Roger Federer in straight sets by winning 6-3, 6-4 in 1 hour and 20 minutes after coming back from the defeat back on Tuesday night in the round robin match to have lost straight sets there to the world number 3. But Novak Djokovic picks up his 5th ATP World Tour Finals title and it is his 4th consecutive win at the O2 Arena in London after winning it in 2012, 2013, last year in 2014 and now 2015, and to join his 11th title of the season. So his dominance continues, and Ian, he really does deserve that world number one spot, and you just wonder, is anyone going to stop him in 2016? What were your reactions to that final?
Well, Djokovic won easily, comfortably, whatever you want to say, really. Roger Federer lost it through his poor backhand. He looked very tired at the end, I thought, Roger Federer. I wonder if the time has come.
I remember you saying before our live commentary tonight that the retirement could even come by the end of that match, you said. And I had to say to you that the German Open was contracted with him. That was revealed earlier this week to 2017. But I do agree with you. His reactions to that defeat and the way he looked, he just looked like a really old, tired Roger Federer, just someone who didn't look like he was up for the game anymore and someone who was just battered in every angle of that match tonight. And you just feel that, you wonder if there's even going to be 12 months left of Roger Federer.
When you've got millions in the bank, contracts mean nothing.
Contracts mean nothing, you're right, Tom.
He could retire tomorrow and enjoy the rest of his life and probably his grandchildren.
Yep, you could be right. But Conor Porter, who did the live blogging and co with Twitter and etc. on Let's Talk Sport tonight, he watched the match. And Conor, what were your reactions to Djokovic's dominance again back at the O2 Arena?
Well, it was just a fair demonstration that he's probably the undisputed best player in the world right now. His serves were top-notch. Federer couldn't really handle it. Federer's returns as well, a lot of them hit the net, and that where it cost him dearly, especially on a one key net point, I think, in the second set, close to the end of the match, where he tried to serve it over, and he was only about a foot away from the net, and you would have thought from that distance he would have got it over the net quite easily, but he didn't. Federer fought well throughout the match, but overall that net play just let him down. There was some decent rallies in there, won by both players, but the fact that Federer couldn't break Djokovic's serve just shows how much good of a player Djokovic is at the age that he is right now.
It's a good point when you say playing a lot down at the net, and Federer, of course, failed that a lot tonight. But, of course, looking at the backhand as well, it was very weak, I thought, tonight. And Federer is always known in the past for how strong his backhand is. He uses his typical one hand on his left arm, on his right arm, and he makes it look so easy. But, yeah, he just couldn't get it right tonight, could he, Ian?
No, it just didn't work. His backhand completely let him down. And at some point during the second set, he was actually running round so he could play what would normally be a backhand. He was playing with a forehand. So he was obviously aware, and I'm sure Djokovic was aware. But there were times in the second set when I thought Federer changed his tactic. I thought things might have been better. But I'm absolutely convinced that Roger Federer is now quite a tired player. I think it's probably time to think about saying goodbye.
And it's times like that when, of course, 34 is the age and it's not just a number in Federer's eyes. As he has proved this year, he has won a few titles still, but he still keeps making finals, and that's what's so great to see from such a great champion to the sport. But I'll just quickly mention the unforced errors. Federer weak on that again. He was 31 to Djokovic's low number of 14. And then looking at the break points one, Djokovic took the advantage and got 3 out of 9. And it's a lot better than Federer when he got 0 out of the opportunity of 2. But Ian, you mentioned before that, you asked me at the end of our commentary who could beat Djokovic next year and try and take over. Is there any player in mind that you're thinking of?
Well, Andy Murray's not going to get any better, is he? Andy Murray's just not got a killer instinct. And every time he's met up with Djokovic this season, Djokovic has said, bye-bye, Andy. The player for me that I really fancy next year if his new coach can knock him into shape as Mr. Kyrgios. He's got the talent, but he hasn't got the mental ability. I'm not sure that Leighton Hewitt's going to change that. But hopefully we might see Leighton Hewitt get a grip of Mr. Kyrgios and change his mental attitude, because there's an immense talent there and he's still quite a younger player.
Yeah, it's a good call. And Connor, I'd like to hear a name that you would think that could beat Djokovic next year.
Well, I think it was Federer's opponent in the semi-finals yesterday, Stan Wawrinka, the fellow Swiss tennis player. If he had, I think I'm right in saying, if he had defeated Federer yesterday, he would have moved up to second in the rankings. I'm not too sure. But I think he has the ability to probably win at least one Grand Slam next year. The performance that he put up against Murray on Friday night was absolutely fantastic. Federer, I don't think he's going to bow out this year. I think he's got one more year left in him. And I feel as if maybe if he could probably win one more Grand Slam in that year remaining. So for me, I feel as if Andy Murray as well, he's just not number two anymore. I feel as if he's probably closer to four or five perhaps. Federer has to be number two for me, Wawrinka three, and maybe even Nadal's beaten Murray to four. But Djokovic, for me, is just undisputed best player in the world and best player of all time right now. And I feel as if he's definitely going to win at least two Grand Slams next year.
So Ian, do you agree with Conor Porter's statement?
No, I'm afraid not. I go back to the days of Rod Laver and his compatriots. It's a bit like, mind you, having said that, it's a bit like football, isn't it? I watch Stanley Matthews, and Stanley Matthews is an absolutely fabulous footballer, but would he last with today's footballers? Probably not. Different style, different energy. So I still think Pete Sampras is the best player I've seen, and I've seen films historically and all the rest of it, but Pete Sampras is better than Djokovic for me.
So we've both had your thoughts, and I think I'm going to have to say that Roger Federer, in my eyes, is the best player I've seen. But I am open to Djokovic because, you know, he's 28. He's still got a few more years left in him, and he could achieve stuff that Roger Federer could never have achieved. For example, Olympic gold.
Yeah, I'll make a statement now. I think Djokovic is going to win more Grand Slams by the time he's 32 than Federer will do by now, by the time he's 34. So I think he'll surpass 17 Grand Slams by the age of 32.
Djokovic needs to win seven more to level Federer. Could you see that happening, Ian?
Does that make him a better player?
Yes.
It depends who's...
You win championship, you're a better player.
No, not necessarily. It depends who's around at the time. He's a dominant force, Djokovic, because who's around at the time?
Federer, Murray, Nadal, Wawrinka.
Yeah.
Loads of decent players. Yeah, right, and there. That have won Grand Slams in the period that Djokovic has been a pro.
Yeah, well, we'll see, won't we? I still stand by Sampras.
Yeah, okay.
Well, it's a debate that could go on for hours, but we only have 10 minutes on our podcast, so we'll just put a line over that, and we'll find out in a few years' time, I guess. But good stuff for the podcast anyway. But
why don't the viewers send in their opinions about Djokovic, or if he's the greatest of all time, you know? Send them in.
That's a good idea, Connor. You can do that by going on our Twitter or Facebook. At Twitter, it's at Let's Talk Sport 12. Or go on our Facebook, which is facebook.com/Let's Talk Sport. Let us know your thoughts after this podcast. Feel free to comment or tweet below this link when it goes up on our social media and our website, which is letstalksport.org.uk. So thank you very much, Connor Porter. And thank you very much, Ian Davis, for your contributions tonight on the final match of the men's tennis season of 2015. Djokovic continues his form, and you just wonder, is anyone going to get in the way? Anyway, from all of us here from Let's Talk Sport, it's good night and see you soon.
Bye.
See you.